The Australian Russian Theatre has been around since 2003. And this year it presents Nostalgia, a provincial tragedy in two acts, based on, wait for this pronunciation, Tatiana Ufametsa's, no, that's wrong, Ufamtseva's play, A Provincial Town. Thank God joining us here, we've got Alexander Polyanovsky of the Australian Russian Theatre, who will be able to help me with my pronunciations. Alexander, do you read me? Are you out there?
Yes, I'm here.
Thank you so much for joining us on the phone today. Now, sorry, the name of the person who wrote A Provincial Town is...
Tatiana Ufimtseva. That's how we pronounce her name in Russian.
Oh, fantastic. Thank you so much for getting on here. And apologies for any cultural insensitivities that I might have offended there. The Australian Russian Theatre, this is... the organisation's been going since 2003. How long have you been with the organisation for, Alexander?
I've joined in 2010.
Yep.
And I've joined, they were doing the play called The Private Soldiers. It was because of anniversary from the end of the Second World War. And I thought that they didn't have a website at the time. And I thought that we should introduce English-speaking audiences. So I've done the subtitles, and that's how I got in.
Excellent. And the actors for the theatre are all volunteers donating their spare time to this enterprise. What is it that compels people so much to be able to find that time to volunteer for these artistic endeavours?
Well, I think, first of all, they're not just volunteers, because we are actually a theatre studio. So we have our director, he's also our main teacher. The idea is that he gives us... it's similar to a curriculum of any studio where you study acting and things like this, directed acting. So he gives us basics of it, and I guess people are interested in getting to know more about theater. And some of them stay for the upcoming productions and stay for years and years to come.
That's excellent. What's a provincial town about?
Sorry, a provincial town. The play you mean?
Yes.
Well, the play, it's a very modern play, so it could have happened a week ago, for example, somewhere. It's about an actress that made it to the big city, made it to the big to the limelight, and she comes back home to her small town after 12 years of absence. She hasn't really contacted her mom or all her friends and all the people she left behind, and of course, there was her former lover and her friend, and all these people get involved into a little, well, what do you call it? Not a hurricane, but of course for them, it's a life-changing experience.
Oh, I think hurricane is probably apply in this instance. The play is performed in Russian with English subtitles. How does that work?
Well, yeah, if you haven't experienced it, it may sound a bit odd, but I like theater a lot. For example, I've seen plays in French here in Australia, in Chinese, and I can tell you that it actually works. So our director tells us that, conceptually, you should be able to put a soundproof glass between the audience and actors, and the audience should still be able to get what's going on. So subtitles are just, you know, little helpers to see the details of what's going on. So for good actors, it doesn't matter really what language they're performing. It's the action.
And you are indeed good actors. You've performed the play three times in the last week. Has it been going well so far? Have you been breaking legs?
Yes, it's been going well. It's been in Bondi Pavilion. It's a very nice theatre, which is going to be closed for a bit now because they're renovating it. But it's a very awesome theatre, and now it's going to be on the stage of the Russian Club in Stratfield. I can't say that we're good actors or not good actors. It's up to the audiences to decide. But yeah, we're trying to do our best. And because of our director, I think, who is professionally trained, and he's very good, very interesting person. It's not just a club of people who love acting and think they can perform. It's actually a proper play, to my mind.
Excellent. So your season at Strathfield begins this evening?
Yes, it's this evening. In 3 hours it starts, and it goes for 3 days.
Excellent. And how do people get themselves some tickets?
Well, they can get tickets on our website. There's a link, a try-booking link on our website, which is russiantheatre.org. where theatre you spell with R-E, the normal British spelling.
Oh, okay, excellent. Oh, that's how we spell it here in Australia too.
Yes, that's right.
Alexander, I better let you go and get ready for your performance tonight. Thank you so much for joining us here on Friday Drive on 2SER.